It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan Gervie and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. And now, here's your host, Alan Gervie.
Good evening, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world on KBC.com. I am Alan Gervie, the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan Gervie and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life. And I can't manage your life without my old partner. And she's not old, but was with me for 9 years, about 9 years. I think, Carrie, was about a year ago that you you moved on to greener pastures?
Yeah, about a year ago. You guys gave me a wonderful little going away party, and you got me a cake and a little award. It made me cry.
Yeah, and I made sure I got you a cake which was vegan and everything so you could eat it, because I made the mistake before bringing you cake and cupcakes and you gave them out to all the staff without eating it. So
that's right.
That was a special day. It's Carrie Kasem. Haven't seen you for a while. It's nice to know you're back in L.A., at least for the time being. I'm at the Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities Golf Tournament in Calabasas right now. We've promoted it. It's a great organization that shows that lawyers are great at giving back, and that's what we're doing because all the money goes to charity. And our first guest today gives back quite a bit as well, known to help people all over the world. He is the founder and chairman of Children's Health Defense, Children's Advocacy Group, environmental lawyer, New York Times best-selling author, helped found Waterkeeper Alliance. It's Robert Kennedy Jr., and today we're going to talk about his new book coming out November 16th, The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. Bobby Kennedy was on our show a couple years back with Aaron Brockovich. Welcome back, Robert Kennedy Jr.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Carrie, for having me.
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny. I know you have a great memory, and you were here talking about the Porter Ranch leak. Why don't you give us an update? It's been a few years. I know hasn't been in the news, but you were doing some important work with that. Anything to tell us about what happened afterwards?
Yeah, the Porter Ranch leak was a gas leak by Southern California Edison from a storage facility in Chadwick, just outside on the edge of Los Angeles. And it's the largest repository in South California for natural gas. It was the result of negligently installed safety equipment. They cut corners on. 10,000 people were evacuated from their homes. And we've been in litigation. Many people have suffered really grave health injuries as a result of the leak. We've been in litigation, I think, for 2.5 years now. And I would say this, we're in a very sensitive part of the negotiations, but I'm very hopeful that we'll reach a settlement in the next couple of months.
Why is it taking so long to settle? These poor people need their settlements. You know, the liability seems to be there. It just seems in everyone's best interest to get this resolved.
Well, Alan, you know enough about litigation that it always takes longer than it ought to.
Yep.
And, you know, I think in particular, the parties who are involved in this lawsuit have had a lot of litigation going on because of the involvement in the fire cases as well. So I think a lot of things are happening simultaneously, but hopefully it's close.
Okay, well, good luck with that. Let's talk more about what's going on in our world today, which is so important. And I want to talk about Anthony Fauci first, and then we'll talk a little bit about the vaccination mandates and vaccinations in general. But, you know, this book is an important book. The question becomes, why does our country allow someone like Anthony Fauci to have the kind of power that you proclaim that he has had, along with Bill Gates and some others, in the last many, many years, where it seems that maybe his interests are put ahead of the public's.
Well, I think Tony Fauci, and I tell this story in my book because I think it's important for Americans to understand what happened to us over the past year. Really, the momentous, among the most momentous occurrences in American history that is commensurate, I think, in the impact on our country as the Civil War. Over 100 years ago, yeah. The realignments that have taken place, the absolute devastation to the economy, and assault on our Constitution that is unprecedented in American history, even in the worst crises in history, the Bill of Rights was preserved. I mean, even at the height of the Civil War, when the existence of our nation was at stake, and President Lincoln tried to revoke habeas corpus. The Supreme Court stepped in and said, you can't do that. There is no crisis exception to the American Constitution. But in the last year, we've seen the Bill of Rights literally obliterated, starting with freedom of speech. People like myself are not allowed to speak in most forums these days, with the exception of radio, really. We're evicted from Instagram for criticizing government policies. We're evicted from all the social media. The mainstream media will not talk to experts or doctors or people who have suffered injuries from vaccines. Any declaration that challenges government policies is dismissed and discredited and marginalized and gaslighted as vaccine misinformation, whether it's true or not. And then we also attack the other half of the First Amendment, which is religious freedoms. We close the churches for a year without any due process, and while keeping the liquor stores open as essential business. And, you know, I have no problem with keeping liquor stores open, but liquor stores are not in the Constitution, and the churches are. We banished jury trials or anything that has to do with the countermeasure. So, as you know, the jury trials are guaranteed by the Sixth and Seventh Amendment. And the Seventh Amendment says no American citizen shall be denied the right of a trial before a jury of his peers for cases and controversies exceeding $25. And yet, if a vaccine company injures you, or if you slip and fall while getting a vaccine, and you want to sue a hospital or the doctor or whatever, you can't, no matter how negligent they were, no matter how reckless they were, no matter how toxic the ingredient, no matter how grievous your injury, you cannot sue them. And we got rid of property rights. We closed a million businesses in our country for a year without due process, without just compensation. We got rid of due process of law. We're watching laws pass and dictates and mandates put down on the American people with these far-reaching implications, with no notice and comment rulemaking, no public hearings, no environmental impact statements, no scientific justification. It's just one doctor tells everybody 1 week, masks don't work. A month later, everybody put on a mask with no science citing. And how did this happen? What I do explain to both Democrats and Republicans, who nobody really understands what happened to us in the last year. I explain the ideology, the evolution of the is of what's ended with a global coup d'etat against democracy, not only in our country, but in all the Western liberal democracies at once, and how it was executed, how all these countries pivoted in lockstep to use a pandemic, a health crisis, as a pretense for imposing totalitarian controls on our people. This was not a medical response. Tony Fauci never got on TV and told Americans, you know, gave us the FDR speech. The only thing you have to fear is fear itself. Don't be frightened. We can handle this. He never told us to take vitamin D, to take zinc, to get exercise, to lose weight, to do all of the things to bolster our immune system. His response was, don't do anything. He never tried to develop repurposed medicines to communicate and consult with the 11 million doctors around the globe and find out what was working, to treat people early so they never have to go to the hospital, so they don't have to be put on intubators and remdesivir, which is a deadly drug. None of that ever happened. The Chinese did that. The Chinese, by April, had ended the pandemic. How did they do it? They did it with early treatment. And they did it by developing repurposed medications like hydroxychloroquine. They use chloroquine, which is the sister drug, Zithromax, anti-inflammatory steroids, and all this, you know, this constellation of medicines that doctors across the world were saying 80 to 90% of the COVID cases that where people died, would not have died. 80% of the deaths were unnecessary if we had only done early treatment. Tony Fauci did exactly the opposite of what you're supposed to do in a pandemic. Instead of isolating the sick and giving them first-class treatment, which is what the Chinese did, he isolated the healthy, the entire population. We know that this disease spreads indoors, and yet he locked everybody indoors. He took surfers off the ocean in Malibu and told them to go home where they could get the disease. They weren't getting out on the waves. He told Americans to lock themselves in houses and kept us under house arrest for a year. And you came in sick. You came in and you had COVID. In China, you were immediately isolated and treated. In the United States, the only treatment was to tell people there is no treatment. You go home until you're so sick that you can't breathe. Those people were sent home to infect their families. And then when they got so sick they couldn't breathe, they were shipped to the hospital. And every one of those hospital trips was a super spreader event. They infected the Uber driver there at the maximum shedding of viruses at that point. They infect the Uber driver, the ambulance driver, their families, hospital personnel. Everything that Tony Fauci did was exactly the opposite of what you would want to do.
It begs the question, we have to take a break, but it does beg the question how he, one person, can have that kind of impact where we're supposed to be living in a democracy. And whether or not, you know, he's completely at fault or not, it just doesn't make sense that one person in this country would have that kind of power. I know Carrie has a lot to say about this, and I'm going to give her a chance to talk to Robert Kennedy Jr. after the break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
KABC Dependable Traffic right now. Getting word of a breakdown on the 118 freeway eastbound near Reseda Boulevard, Northern San Fernando Valley. Pushing to the right shoulder, but out there in Lanesford at times, so eastbound 118 through that stretch, heading into the Porter Ranch area, expect some delays. Southgate, 710 freeway northbound near Firestone Boulevard, a crash. Right lane blocked there, northbound 710 as a result. Looking at extra slow conditions in spots from Alondra Boulevard. On the 110 freeway northbound at Bridewell Street in the Highland Park area, crash. Lanes blocked for a time now, right shoulder, but northbound 110 extra slow out of downtown. That's Dependable Traffic. I'm Richard Turnage, JM790 KABC.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposures, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive, with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers, and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner. If you're suffering from a work-related injury, Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now, 855-4-RGW-LAW, 855-4-RGW-LAW, or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
In our nation's time of need, our veterans honorably serve to protect our freedoms. Now, it's our turn to serve them. Donate or volunteer and help our veterans in their time of need. AM 790, KABC.
I'm Alan Gervey. I'm here reunited with Carrie Kasem. Great to have you back, Carrie. We're talking to Robert Kennedy Jr. The new book is called The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. Everyone wants to know the real Anthony Fauci. Carrie,
you know,
your thoughts.
My thoughts, this guy should be in jail. That's my thoughts. This man is somebody who has lied over and over and over to the public, who's changed the definition of gain of function, like Rand Paul, so he can save his A. And it's true. You know, this man is, you know, I have video that I've put up. Of course, I've been censored. I was following you, Bobby. You know, you had great information. Of course, I have, I'm up on Children's Health Defense almost every day. I pre-ordered your book. But, you know, the only people talking about this are the people who either, I mean, who have the right to talk about it, like the guy, Robert Malone, Dr. Robert Malone, who created the mRNA, and you and Judy Mankiewicz and McCullough and all these people that are talking that nobody is listening to. But what's worse, what I find to be despicable and disgusting, is the fact that nobody is listening to the victims. There's thousands and thousands dead from this vaccine, and there's thousands more injured. And nobody, not one, I've never seen any of the press pick up the children and the adults who are not anti-vax in any way, who were the first to line up for their vaccinations. They are now having neurological issues, they are paralyzed, they are sick, their lives are destroyed, and only, I mean, Senator Ron Johnson, of course, did the panel twice, and I think you guys televised it, but nobody, not one person, not one media outlet came and wanted to cover this. Why? What is going on? Are they all being paid?
Yeah, and Ron Johnson's hearing, which is, you know, I'm a Democrat, Johnson is a Republican, we disagree about a lot of things, but what he's done on this issue is incredible, and what he did is completely nonpartisan. He brought together these people with these extremely grievous injuries, and they were doctors, and airline pilots, and military people who went in believing in the vaccine and whose lives are now destroyed. And he had a hearing in which they testified about their experience. And what happened to that hearing? It was banned from YouTube. It was banned from all the social media platforms. And the discussion of it is banned in the public square. And, you know, a democracy functions on the free flow of information. And it's really alarming now that so many people, particularly from my political party, are acquiescing to the idea that censorship is a legitimate activity of government, mm-hmm. and that we shouldn't be allowed to question government policies, and that people who get injured by these interventions should be silenced, they should be marginalized, they should be vilified, they should be castigated, and they should have a pariah status. It's really,
you know,
really
I get criticized. I get criticized on my show for allowing anyone to be on the show, you know, because I have both sides. I just believe that everyone should have the opportunity to speak. Everyone should have the opportunity to answer questions. And I'm not saying one side or the other, but I'm the only show that I know of that says, Robert Kennedy Jr., come on the show. You say your piece. Irwin Chemerinsky, come on the show. Say your piece. Whoever it is, whatever the deal is, people can make decisions on their own. But, you know, it starts becoming suspect when people are like Carrie, when her social media is censored or cut off. And, you know, a lot of people will argue. Arthur Kaplan came on the show and argued that, you know, if it's not factual, we shouldn't give people a forum. Arthur Kaplan has a lot. He's an NYU professor, bioethics, has a lot to say that is very contrary to Judy Mikovits or Robert Kennedy Jr. But why can't people just hear it and decide for themselves? Because for everybody that may be hurt by a vaccine, there's a lot of people who are helped by a vaccine, in my opinion. And again, that's just an opinion. Bobby?
Well, yeah. And I will say something about Arthur Kaplan. Arthur Kaplan identifies himself as an ethicist, but he doesn't do something that every ethicist ought to start by doing, which is disclosing his financial conflicts of interest and the opinions that he is advocating. He and his institute have received tens of millions of dollars from Dr. Fauci and from Gates and that whole cabal. That he lives off of money from NIH. That is his bread and butter, and he never, ever discloses that when he appears on CNN. And all of these doctors, these so-called independent doctors, you see on CNN, Peter Hotez, $15 million from Gates, all and hundreds of millions from Fauci, Bill Gates, or Dr. Paul Offit, Stanley Perlman, all of these people you see on CNN every night, virtually every one of them are on the payroll for Gates and Fauci. They're not independent at all. I don't want to go down that road. Let me just say, my book details the 50 years of Tony Fauci, how he became the architect for agency capture, how he turned NIH from a public health agency to a pharmaceutical incubator for pharmaceutical products, so that he now is a drug developer. They do not do public health science at NIH. They do drug development. Between 2009 and 2016, there were 240 drugs approved by FDA. All of them came from Tony Fauci's shop. So, and he gets to keep royalty payments. He gets to keep patents on those personally himself, as well as the agency and the people he designates in that agency can collect up to $150,000 a year. There's four people at NIH, his top deputies, who will get $150,000 per year for life from the Moderna vaccine, and his agency will collect billions from that vaccine because they own half the patents.
Bobby, was this the way it always was? Because last week, Dr. Drew Pinsky was on our show, and he said that Anthony Fauci was an upstanding, good man many years ago when he took the position, but over the last few years, several years, his behavior has changed. Do you agree with that?
Now, Drew needs to read my book. And I detail real atrocities, not just people are upset because of the animal studies that have just been released about Fauci, that he gave $500,000 to a researcher to buy 14 healthy beagle puppies, cut out their voice boxes so they couldn't scream, and then put nets on their head filled with biting flies that had, you know, literally ate the dog's faces off over a 96-day period until they killed the dogs. And then another study which I write about in the book, in which he gave another about $1 million to researchers to remove the scalps of fully developed human fetuses and transplant them onto rats in order to test shampoos and head lotions to make sure that they didn't cause abrasions. So, and those studies, the recent revelations of those studies, which are all discussed in my book, have upset people. But that is the tip of the iceberg. And I show how he did these experiments. He targeted Black and Hispanic kids and nurse in foster homes from the mid-1990s to test these dangerous and deadly chemotherapy drugs for AIDS. Many of the children did not have HIV, so it was just guinea pig experiments. And he ended up killing at least 85 of those kids. We actually, Celia Farber, who's a researcher on my book, found a graveyard in Hawthorne, New York, that's filled with hundreds of tiny coffins stacked up haphazardly in a pit. And many of them are the victims of Tony Fauci's experiments. At the same time, he was doing the same thing in Africa, illegal, unethical experiments that left a huge body count. And so Drew Pinsky doesn't know those things. There's no reason he should. It took me deep, deep research to be able to disclose all this stuff. And I think for the first time, when people read this book, they're going to be shocked. It's a real story.
We got to take a break. We got to take a break now. But just real quickly, do you have any concerns about getting sued when this book comes out?
No, nobody's going to sue me because everything I say is the truth. There's 2,200.
That's the answer. Us lawyers learn. Yeah. Truth is the best defense, right?
Yeah, there's nothing in this book. There's nothing in this book that is not true. So there's, as I said, 2,200 footnotes.
We've learned a little bit about truth over the last couple of years. It's hard to know what is the truth, but we'll talk a little bit more. Well, Carrie, I want you to join in. You're listening to Gervie's Law, Robert Kennedy Jr., right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
KABC.
KABC News at 7:30. I'm Sharon Reardon. Good evening. The California Department of Public Health is saying no fully vaccinated adult should be denied a COVID-19 booster shot. Adults qualify if they have not received a J&J vaccine in 2 months or a second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna shots in the last 6 months. Flooding has delayed the holiday reopening of the world-famous Disneyland ride, It's a Small World. It happened this morning as workers refilled a flume on the ride while the park was closed. It's unclear when that ride will reopen. And the Astro World death toll is now at 9 after a college student who was declared brain dead has died. 22-year-old Barty Shahani was expected to graduate from A&M University with high honors this spring. KABC Sports, NFL star Odell Beckham Jr. is signing with the Rams. He joins a 7-2 Rams team that added star pass rusher Von Miller from Denver last week. And that's sports on the home of the USC Trojans. The market's closed mixed.
Avoid the gridlock of having to sort through hundreds of resumes to find great people. Indeed's hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. To find your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit.
New sponsored by Indeed.com. KABC SoCal weather, mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow will be sunny and hot with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s at the beaches, the 90s for the inland and valley areas. Currently it's 74 degrees in Brea, 75 in Brentwood. Everyone agrees we need to fix California. John Phillips finds solutions weekdays 9 to 3 and hosts the Fix California Hour at 1. And only here on 790 KABC. Traffic is next.
From Woodland Hills to Chino Hills.
Get it. Get it. Right.
AM 790 KABC. AM 790.
KABC Dependable Traffic right now. In La Palma, on the 91 freeway eastbound at Valley View Street, a crash. This is at the top of the exit. Looks like the off-ramp shut down. And East 91 approaching this area, a little bit of extra slow going. 91 east at Valley View. Highland Park, motorcycle crash earlier. 110 freeway northbound near Bridewell Street. Right side of the freeway affected for a long time. We just got the all clear. But traffic is still a little bit extra heavily congested. North 110 coming away from the 4 level. And 710 freeway northbound at Firestone Boulevard. Accident there clearing, but traffic extra slow from Alondra. That's Dependable Traffic. I'm Richard Turnage, AM 790 KABC.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Gentlemen, now you can find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these easy instructions. Step 1. Shop a personalized store that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little to no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store. We're so you.
Today, we honor our veterans. Tomorrow shouldn't be any different. To all our veterans, past and present, thank you for your service. From all of us here at AM 790 KABC.
Yeah, blinded us with science. You know, everyone tries to use science as the reason for their opinions, yet between truth and science, there's really a lot of cloud in our world today, whatever you think. Carrie, I know you've done a lot of research and, you know, you believe in certain things. Do you believe in science?
Absolutely believe in science, and if they would actually let the other side of science talk, I think you might have a different opinion. The problem is when you censor one entire side, including people with their award-winning doctors, Nobel laureates, people who created vaccines, when they can't talk about their science and only one side can get their science through, you have a major problem. And that is what is going on. The censorship is deadly. It's going to, and it has killed people. And instead of, like, you know, what Robert Kennedy here was talking about is the fact that we could have saved so many people with medications and 80% could have been saved. And all these people are dead because ivermectin was not allowed, hydroxychloroquine was not allowed, chloroquine was not allowed, Zithromax, like all these different, medications that in certain states that were allowed to use them and certain doctors that were allowed to give them saved their patients. And instead, you know, anybody who gave them out, especially here in California, they're quacks, right? Saved my friend's life. My friend Marie, her daughter, 36 years old, 2 jabs, second jab, went to the hospital, was having a headache, had a stroke, had another stroke. Mom went and got daughter from hospital by ambulance, drove her down to Los Angeles from Sacramento, tried to save her life. Two strokes later, she's dead. We just went to the funeral in August.
I'm sorry to hear that, Carrie. But I think it also begs the question, though, is that one incident? And are there incidents where people who have gotten the vaccination who may have survived or done well? You know, when you look at the greatest good for all, there's always examples of really traumatic and awful stories. But isn't it on both sides? And maybe we can bring Bobby Kennedy in here. Don't you think that also people who do get vaccinated maybe are saved versus the ones who have a reaction, which are few and far between?
That's not true, though. That's...
Okay, let me just tell you what Pfizer says about that, because that's really, you know, ultimately, I think that's something that everybody has to agree on. Pfizer had the first time in history a double-blind placebo test prior to getting approval for its vaccine. That has never been done before, because vaccines are traditionally exempt from safety testing. And so none of the 72 vaccines currently given to our children on the childhood schedule have ever been tested against a placebo. And I sued because I was saying that for years, and Tony Fauci was saying I was wrong. So in 2018, Del Patrie, Aaron Siri, and myself sued HHS, and we said, okay, you say we're lying. Show us the studies. After a year and a half of litigation, they came back and said, yeah, it's never happened. So Pfizer did one, and it did one that looked good on its face. It had 22,000 people in the placebo group, 22,000 in the vaccine group, and it said, we're going to do a three-year study. But then what happened? In 6 months, they cut it off. They unblinded it, and they vaccinated everybody in the placebo group. Why? Because, as we now all know, the vaccine loses virtually all potency after 6 months. So if they kept it going, they could not have gotten a license. So then they had to take the data from that 6 months and hand it to FDA to get their approval. Here's the key metric: is all-cause mortality. Are there more people who died in the vaccine group during that 6 month period, or in the 22,000 people are in the placebo group? There's equal numbers in each group. So here's what Pfizer said in its report to FDA, and anybody can look it up. It's table S4. In the vaccine group, there were 20 people who died of the 22,000 over that 6 month period. In the placebo group, there's only 14 who died. So that means that if you take the vaccine, you have a 48% greater chance of dying. Now, how did they get the license? Here's how. In the vaccine group, one person died from COVID. In the placebo group, two people died from COVID of the 22,000. And so Pfizer is able to publicly say the vaccine is 100% effective against death, because two is 100% of one. When most Americans hear it's 100% effective, what they believe is that if they take the vaccine, they have 100% greater chance of not getting COVID. But that's not what the data say. What the data say, and what the Pfizer's own study says, is in order to save one life from COVID, you have to give 22,000 vaccines. Now, the problem is, you have to make sure that none of those 22,000 vaccines is going to kill anybody. Because if it kills one person, you've completely canceled out any benefit from the vaccine. But here's what the data is. Again, this is Pfizer's own data. In the vaccine group, there were five people who died of heart attacks. In the placebo group, there was one person who died of a heart attack. That means if you get that vaccine, you're 500% more likely to die of a heart attack over the next 6 months by their own data. It also means for every one person whose life they save from COVID, they are killing four people from the vaccine. This is the product that we waited for, bolted in our houses for a year. And this is the outcome that these corrupt federal agencies, FDA gets 45% of its annual budget from pharma. And that's why they would approve a ridiculously dangerous drug like this, for not only for adults, but for children.
But Bobby, has the real life statistics borne that out? You know, you can talk about the studies and everything, but look at the numbers and look at how society apparently is getting back to closer to where it was before, where there's a great majority being vaccinated.
No, they rolled back the numbers of the lies that they told the public.
This is not true. Here's the problem. Is the nations that got vaccinated first and did a really good job at vaccinating people, like Greenland, Gibraltar, Scotland, Israel, they are now having record spikes in COVID and in COVID deaths. So what we're seeing is after 6 months, there's the COVID returns if you got vaccinated. And that the people who are protected in those countries are the people who got natural infections. Now, here's the injury rates. The injury rates that we're seeing are the biggest injury rates we've ever seen in the history of vaccination. There have been 17,000 deaths in America alone recorded by the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. That is more deaths than all of the billions of vaccines combined over the past 30 years. In 8 months, we've had more deaths than all vaccines combined in 30 years reported to VAERS. Here's the other problem, is that VAERS, according to HHS's own studies, only captures less than 1% of vaccine injuries. So the actual
How would we know, though, when you look at if there wasn't a vaccine, how would we know what the death count would be due to COVID if there was not a vaccine?
Sweden. Look at Sweden.
Listen, first of all, America had the worst outcomes on Earth. We had the highest body count on Earth, thanks to Tony Fauci. We have 4.2% of the global population. We had 14.5% of the global deaths. Countries like China, which did early treatment with chloroquine, had a death rate of, I think, about 20 or 30 people per million. We had a death rate of 2,000 people per million, thanks to Tony Fauci's protocol. How this guy is still in office is just, you know, he's a wizard of sorcery.
We only have a minute here. How do we deal with this? Now, one thing is people can get your book, The Real Anthony Fauci, coming out November 16th, and you can get it. Let me ask you this, because whenever I have someone on, I always say you can get it wherever you get your books. Can you get this book wherever people get their books, Bobby?
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon. There's a lot of people who don't want to use Amazon because they don't want to make Bezos richer, but this is one thing I would tell you, you should get on Amazon, but it's much better for us and for the movement if you get it from your local bookstore, because the objective ultimately is to get the New York Times to make this the best-selling book, and they don't like that, but the way their metrics work is they base their metrics not upon what happens at Amazon, but what happens at independent bookstores. And so it's much better if you buy it from the independent bookstore, if you go on the independent bookstores.
Why isn't it being censored?
I think that they would want to censor. They want to censor it, and they still may. But I think it's hard because I've already sold over 50,000 books in pre-publication. And it would be really kind of momentous if Amazon decided to censor this book, you know, after so many people want it and know about it. I think it's really it really exposes them as a danger to American society.
Well,
and ultimately, I think it would come back and hurt them.
Well,
if we live in a country now where you can't criticize government officials, it's really, you know, that's a danger to everything that we believe in. That's why we had a revolution in 1776, because people wanted to criticize government officials, and they were being told they couldn't.
Well, we'll see what happens. We appreciate you spending some time with us today, Robert Kennedy Jr. Good luck with the book, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more about it coming up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
KABC dependable traffic right now on the 134 freeway eastbound just before the 2 freeway interchange earlier crash. Highway Patrol is now in the process of clearing that, but eastbound 134, some extra slow going in effect from before the 5 freeway interchange. Also on the 10 freeway eastbound just before the 110, a stall that's also reported to be clearing. But on the 10 freeway eastbound through Mid-City, it's still very slow, jammed all the way to the 405 freeway. Also, 405 freeway southbound before the 110 stall with clearing activity there. Traffic still extra slow from about the 10 freeway junction. That's dependable traffic. I'm Richard Turner, JM790 KABC.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposures, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive, with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers, and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner. If you're suffering from a work-related injury, Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now, 855-4-RGW-LAW, 855-4-RGW-LAW, or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Whoa, how did this happen? Ben Shapiro chosen by, get this, readers of the LA Times as the OC's second most popular local radio host. Hell is frozen over, pigs are flying. Ben Shapiro honored by the LA Times in the recent readers poll ahead of Bill Handel and Heidi and Frank. Ah, it must have really pissed him off to print this. Maybe there is hope for California.
The very popular Ben Shapiro. Afternoons at 3, sandwiched between John Phillips and Leo 2.0 on AM 790 KABC.
Back. I'm Alan Gervie. I'm right here at the Calabasas Country Club, and we just had a spirited interview with Robert Kennedy Jr. Happy to have Carrie Kasem back. I get choked up when I think about all the memories. Carrie, I know that you are a big fan of Robert Kennedy, and you know, a lot of what you think and your thoughts are with him. Mine, of course, aren't, but you know, I think it's important, and I've always supported you with this, in that everyone should have a right to speak and, you know, and to say their piece. And I know that that's important to you.
It is. It's, you know, freedom of speech. It's what makes, part of what makes America so wonderful, and why it's, we're losing America. We're losing what this country was built on. And it is the right for you to have your own opinion, for me to have my own opinion. And that's why for over seven years, you and I did a great job hosting a show, because we didn't always agree. In fact, we would argue about that. And I think that's wonderful. I mean, you do not have to agree with me. That's the beautiful thing. But at least I have the right to voice my opinion. And that's being taken away from us. And that's scarier than anything. You know, whatever truth is or my truth is, doesn't matter. The fact that we cannot speak our truth is scary.
What have you been doing over the last several months to kind of combat that? Because, you know, of course, I follow you on your social media, and you're often questioning whether people are seeing the posts. You know, I know you did some great photo shoots of, you know, the horse photo shoots.
Yes.
Probably some of the best photo shoots I've ever seen anything. But what, you know, you haven't been on the show for a while. How have you been handling this, you know, very big frustration of not being able to say your piece?
Sure. Well, I moved out of California, number one, because Florida allows you still, there's still freedom of speech and freedom of choice in Florida still. I don't know how long that will last. And that saved me quite a lot of angst and upset and anger. And then I just, you know, I had to turn off the TV, and not necessarily like I was never in front of the news all the time, but there were things that would just constantly upset me. And there was, you know, I'm somebody who likes to do something about it. I'm somebody who's gone to Capitol Hill. I'm somebody who's fought for, you know, people that have had, you know, injustices against them, like you. You do it in a courtroom. I do it, you know, on, you know, I do it with passing bills in the legislatures around the country. But we all want justice for people, and we want the right thing. And when I feel like there's an injustice, and there's nothing you can do about it, nobody will listen to you, there's a time you go, okay, I'm going to do what I can, and that is support the people I believe in. And I do that. So, and then I've been creating. I've been working on my TV shows with Genevieve, and we have them with
Genevieve.
Our producer, and we have them picked up with some big production companies, and I'm very happy about that. And working on a book and traveling. So I actually have to say, since July, my life has been really beautiful, and I'm grateful, very grateful.
It's nice to hear, because you have such a long history here in California. And to kind of branch out and to get out and do things that you want to do. And, you know, like you said, you're being very creative. And, of course, we have Genevieve to thank.
Nice.
Because Genevieve has done such a great job. I'm live on the air. Actually, I'm just closing out 2 minutes. Chuck White, I'm here at the golf course.
Oh, tell Chuck White hi.
Chuck White. No, Chuck's right here. He's going to say hi. And we're going to get Tyus Edney on.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most celebrated UCLA Bruins basketball. The moment everyone has a tear to their eye when they think of that moment, 4.7 seconds. Here's Chuck. We'll put him on air, and then we'll get Tyus. I don't know how much time we have left on the air, but we'll give him a shot here.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Chuck. Oh, man, I miss our game nights.
Absolutely, and I just want to introduce here a very special guest, Carrie. The incredible player from Long Beach Poly High School. He's a jackrabbit. One of the great Bruins of all time, the great Tyus Edney.
Yeah. Woo, woo.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Tyus. How are you? Oh, my God. This is an honor. I know my engineer's freaking out right now. His eyes are really like saucers. He's very happy to have you on.
Nice.
Yeah. So are you with the charity? Are you doing the golfing?
Tell me you're going to be on the show.
I am golfing. I'm watching Chuck golf, who's doing a great job, and he's carrying our group, and he's making all our putts and making us look good. So,
oh, good. Raising some money for, you know, to help out, which is awesome.
That's right. That's right.
That's awesome.
I'm glad we got Alan back now, so we'll be good. Yeah.
Well, good luck to you. Good luck out there.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks. There you go. I'm a traveling reporter right
here,
awesome. And they're in the golf cart.
Two
I'm gonna
great
catch
people.
You up. Catch up to you on number one. Are you? That's where you're at.
You're all talking right, about the holes, the golf.
how many minutes do we have left to close out? 2 minutes.
I think you have 2 minutes.
All right,
yeah.
So. A little bit of an announcement in the last 2 minutes. Gervie's Law is going on a hiatus. This is going to be the last show for a while. I haven't said anything, but we've decided that we're going to take some time off. Hopefully come back in the new year. So, Carrie, you know,
wow.
As we started, and we're closing out here in the last minute and a half, been a great run, and I'm looking forward to hopefully getting back in the saddle in January. But we're going to take some time off. So it's so nice to have you here. And we have another, I'm on the course, and there's another former guest, Josh Oder. Do you remember Josh Oder?
Yes, I do.
The investment counselor. So it's a little party here for the last show for Gervie's Law of 2021. And I'm so happy, Carrie, that you shared it with us.
I'm so happy to be here. And it was great, you know, sharing a mic with you again, Alan. It's always wonderful.
Yeah, and good luck with all of your ventures.
Thank you.
Thank, want to thank Genevieve Wong, the best producer anyone could ever have.
Yes.
Wayman in the booth, Art in the booth, Daryl, all the people at KBC, and everyone who's helped out with Gervie's Law for the last couple of years. And of course, it's been about 9 years now that we've been on the air.
Oh.
So we're going to sign off now. I don't know how much time because I'm on the course right now, but I imagine it's about 20 seconds. Sign off, Carrie. All the best. Genevieve,
thanks so much.
Wayman, everyone, and it's Alan Gervie. Thanks so long, and see you hopefully in 2022. Thanks for listening to Gervie's Law, and check us out at the Facebook page and gervieslaw.com for all of our podcasts.